This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending the 25th of August, 2017. Well, let's start right off with Bloomberg. Wall Street banks warn downturn is coming. HSBC, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley see mounting evidence that global markets are in the last stage of their rallies before a downturn in the business cycle. Analysts at the Wall Street behemoth cite signals including the breakdown of longstanding relationships between stocks, bonds, and commodities, as well as investors ignoring valuation fundamentals and data. It all means stock and credit markets are at the risk of a painful drop. Of course, this is what I've been saying for weeks. We've been in a distribution pattern. The markup has occurred. You see the dollar falling off. Gold is steadying. And everything on the debt side, the bond markets and the equity markets are overvalued. So here is Bloomberg giving a warning. I couldn't concur more. It's interesting that they put this out and it hasn't happened yet. I would pay heed. And this article is from Market Street. Opinion: U.S. stock valuations haven't been this extreme since 1929 and 2000. Reading into the article, quote, a decision to allocate to a passive S&P 500 index is to say that you are ignoring what we believe is the most important determinant of long-term returns, valuation. At this point, you are no longer entitled to refer to yourself as an investor. You may call yourself a speculator, but not an investor. The article goes on to cite several things that I've talked about over the ensuing weeks about how any market metric that you will care to use would show you that this is a very, very overvalued market. The smart money's been getting out for weeks, and those that are in or waiting too long may have a heavy price to pay. So now I'm going to go into the debt markets a bit further. This is from Wolf Richter, who I use almost every week. I don't know if this is the humorous part of the weekly perspective or not. I'm going to look at it more as a humorous perspective. Wolf writes about a call he had with Bill Tiles on 3 points: a government shutdown, failure to raise the debt ceiling, and a threat by U.S. ratings agencies to slash the U.S. credit rating. All are pretty laughable from my perspective. He goes on to write that Fitch would review the U.S. sovereign rating. That is if they failed to raise the debt ceiling in a timely manner, whatever that means. And we have previously said that prioritizing debt service payments over other obligations, if the limit is not raised, might question the compatible AAA status of U.S. debt. Of course, Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, swore that there was zero chance that the debt limit wouldn't be raised, and I'd probably have to agree with that. A brinksmanship over the debt limit could ultimately have ratings consequences, as a failure to raise it would jeopardize the Treasury's ability to meet debt service and other obligations. So I won't say much more. I'm certain that the debt ceiling will be raised, and the game continues until it ends. And that's the whole point of a lot of these weekly perspectives. Things are ending, but normally they aren't a quick and fast one day it's all over. We just see a continued deterioration in the debt markets, the bond markets, and the equity markets. So be prepared. And moving on to the reality that I keep stressing, there is no connection between the financial markets, the indexes, and what the all-time highs in the S&P and the Dow are relating to the physical economy. This article is from 24/7 Wall Street, and the title is 12 Companies Laying Off the Most Workers in 2017. And I think these are important to note. So 12, the State Department. 11, Lowe's. 10, Hershey's Chocolate, or Hershey's Company. And no surprise to those that are on this weekly perspective every week. Number 9, General Motors. Big surprise. 8, Dollar Express. 7, Weatherford International. 6, Wet Seal. 8, The Limited. Those are both clothing retailers. 4, State Farm Insurance. 3, H.H. Gregg. 2, JCPenney. And number 1, Macy's, announced laying off 10,000 employees out of 158,000, mostly retail, autos, some building supplies. So basically, as I've stressed, the overall physical economy continues to wind down. And it's been my habit for the last few weeks or so, I've commented on the cryptos. And this week from the street, Bitcoin is a gigantic bubble just waiting to explode, a veteran forecaster warns. This is Peter Schiff talking to the street. Bitcoin did crash on Monday, about 20% after a very impressive rally. We know all markets go up and down. Bitcoin is a gigantic bubble, according to Peter Schiff, the CEO of Euro Pacific Capital. What kept me out of it is understanding that it's not going to work. Bitcoin or any of these cryptocurrencies are not going to be money, Schiff said in an interview with the street. They're never going to achieve what everybody believes is going to happen. All that's happening now is people are speculating on something that isn't going to happen. And my take is a bit different. As those know, there are a lot that I would not get anywhere close to, but I am favorable to the blockchain. Pretty neutral on Bitcoin. It's certainly the superstar of all of them. And Ethereum is an interesting situation all unto itself. Not really a cryptocurrency, but a formatting system that's open source. Very interesting. So I'll leave it at that. Peter's made his views known and we'll move on. And a bit of fun this week before I get into the precious metals. This is from CNBC. Tesla's Model X beats a Lamborghini in a quarter mile. There's actually a video of this at dragtimes.com. If you care to watch it, pretty interesting. I've been in Mike Maloney's Tesla, one of them, the sedan, and drove it actually. And I'll tell you that the acceleration in that electrical powered vehicle is unbelievable. The only thing I can recall that snaps out that fast is, of course, being in a jet. And I won't go down that path, but I've been in several. And moving on to the precious metals from Zero Hedge, German Central Bank completes repatriation of $28 billion in gold 3 years ahead of schedule. On January 16th, 2013, the Bundesbank, one of the biggest gold holders in the world, with 3,378 tons, shocked the world out of the blue. The German Central Bank announced that by December 31st, 2020, it intends to store half of Germany's gold reserves in its own vault in Frankfurt, up from only 31% at the time. The long and short of the article is what the headline said. They basically repatriated their gold, brought it back, specifically stating further in the article that more than 2,000 tons were held offshore, and they really wanted the stocks to be basically in their own backyard, so to speak. So it's come back. This, of course, is good news, I think, for those that truly owned it, which were the people of Germany, or I should say the Bundesbank. And just to complete this, so once this repatriation takes place, the amount of gold held domestically for Germany would be 50% of the total. Going forward, Germany would still have 1,236 tons held at the New York Fed and another 432 tons of gold held at the Bank of England. And of course, some of the biggest gold news in a very, very long time happened this week on Monday, August 21st. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, all got to take a look at Fort Knox and took a look at the U.S. Mint's gold depository. However, it was a rather non-event. Many of us think it was more showmanship than substance. You can make up your own mind without a full audit, bar by bar, waiting and drilling a few. I don't think we really know what is held in Fort Knox, but I will leave that conclusion for you to decide for yourself. It's my perspective, so I get to give you my perspective. Until next week, this is David Morgan signing off. And just a few more words here. For those that are interested, get on our free email list. You can go to one of our domains, which is Riches in Resources. That's one word, richesinresources.com, and sign up for our free report and get on our weekly updates like this. We send them out for everybody through the email, or of course, this also goes on our podcast. And anyone willing to do so, we greatly appreciate if you could spread the word. I try to do these 10-minute summaries every week for very busy people and sift through a great deal of news, looking at the top financial news with my perspective on it and trying to finish everyone with a look at the precious metals. So thank you. If you could spread the word again, it is greatly appreciated.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.